It is time for sports. It's time to bring in Mike Causey. $350 million. I told you it would be 325. I didn't know if it would go 350. Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to have anything to sign anybody else that they need.
I had the feeling yesterday, and that's why I said 325, is I heard Brian Cashman's.
But it's 9 years, not 10.
Yeah, it's nine years.
It's about $34, $35 million a year.
Yeah, geez, he's 29, so he's going to give them some very good years. I don't know if he's going to give them 9 good years, but who knows, you know?
Well, you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, I heard the same story from the same people when they signed Stanton. How'd that work out?
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, but
you got to wait. But you know, they put themselves in a big hole because they have a lot of guys with contracts coming up that they need to re-sign. And when you got one guy getting close to $35, $40 million, that doesn't spread a lot of cheese around to everybody else that's going to be looking for big money.
Well, if their gamble pays off and they win the World Series, they'll go over
They've only won one in 20 years, so time has come. They need to win.
You got to get a new line there, Mike. It's too early in the season to bring that up. It's not even baseball season yet.
Well, that's true.
I know.
Because it's December doesn't change the facts. Yeah. The facts is the facts.
The facts say that they haven't had a losing record in over 20 years.
They haven't won a championship in championship in 20 years. Yeah. That's what it says too.
It does. Well, they are now.
You know, it's good to go to the dance with an ugly girl, but every once in a while you got to go with a good looking one.
That's right. Well, let me put it this way: the evil empire is back. You can say evil empire again.
We'll see.
Well, no, the evil empire doesn't mean that they're going to win. It means that the evil empire has wielded their financial strength. That's what it means.
Well, they could wield all the financial strength they want. If they don't win, it's useless.
I know, but all I'm saying, that's why people call them the evil empire.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
They are the root of all evil.
All right. There's got to be something else. Well, Didi signed with Chicago.
Now, that's a big one. That's a mistake. In my book, that's a huge mistake, the Yankees getting rid of him. There's no way they should have got rid of him. He's a good bat. He's coming off an injury. You had to expect a down year for him because of the injury. They gave up on him right away. They're going to move the second baseman to shortstop. We'll see how that plays out because he was a butcher at second. He'll be a butcher at short. And that's going to mean LeMahieu's going to go to second base, and they're going to have another guy playing first base that's never played an entire season. So we'll see how that works out. But that's what the Yankees wanted to do. They did. It makes the Phillies a lot better team, I'll tell you that. And we'll see what happens with the Phillies. So now the Braves are going to have to, I think, contend with the Phillies because, one, they got themselves a lot better manager that knows how to run a pitching staff. And now they're getting some more players that's going to make them better. And quietly, the Phillies are making themselves a contender.
And people have to remember about Joe Girardi as a manager. When he was managing the Marlins, they were good.
He won with nothing.
That's exactly right. He won with Yankees without a pitching staff. The guy.
He's a lot better manager than the manager the Yankees have now.
Well, it's too early to say that, but I think.
Well,
let's
put it this way: if you were opening up a door, door one and door two, and you know who was behind each door, and you opened up the door and you got Boone and not him, wouldn't you be disappointed?
Yeah, well, I would, but
that's the only point I'm making.
I mean,
he's a better manager than Boone is right now.
Because Boone's got to prove it over the length of time. Exactly right, because that's
one thing. He hasn't done anything yet.
That's right. Well, he's done something, but he's got to prove that he's a better manager over time. Yeah, you're exactly right. So that was a big news story. Anything else outside of baseball?
The Knicks are getting better.
What?
They only lost by 28 last night.
28. Hey, they were.
That's all.
At least they kept.
They're getting better.
It's terrible.
At this rate, they might win a game by March.
It's terrible. It really is terrible. I mean, sports is sports. Okay, so it's nothing to get upset about. But when you have people that pay to go see a product, and the product
is
continuing.
Well, that's the thing, though. People, you said the magic word. People pay.
Yeah.
They don't have to pay. There's nobody putting a gun to their head saying they have to go. as long as they go and they become lambs led to slaughter, I have no sympathy for them. That because you don't have to go. It's not like a job. You don't have to support the Knicks. You don't have to support anybody if you don't want to. So they're worse than the Knicks management because they go.
It's pretty amazing, I tell you.
I mean, I haven't gone to a Major League Baseball game during this. I got into spring training because I was in Florida for something to do. But I haven't gone to a Yankee Stadium, the Phillies, or where the Mets play, whatever its name of it, in over 10 years. And I don't see myself going in the near future because I don't agree with the way things are done. And as far as football goes, I haven't seen a professional football game in over 20 years, and I can say quite confidently I will never see another one live for the rest of my life because they choose not to do it. Yeah. And that's what people need to do with the Knicks. Don't fill up the place. Don't go buy the $15 beers and spend the $140 for a ticket. And the Knicks will have to do something to make themselves better.
We'll see if it's in our lifetime.
I doubt it.
I know. Right.
It would be nice not to see the Yankees win for the rest of my life. So that would be great.
I know. That would make you a very happy person.
I'd sooner see the Knicks win than them.
That's right. It's so bad. You'd sooner see the Knicks and Rangers win.
No, I won't go that far. We'll just go with the Knicks. We can only go one at a time.
All right.
But as far as on the pecking order, the Knicks are in a higher spot than the Rangers, the Yankees, and the Giants.
Okay. All right. Well, I will check with you tomorrow. We'll see what else happens in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, we'll be here. See what happens. A couple of moves are going on, and I'm sure there'll be a couple of more.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Gossie with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.